Have you ever wondered how many hours do you spend on your business daily? For most business owners, the answer will be 8 hours maximum. Now, ask the same question to your spouse or anyone who lives with you. The answer, in most cases, will be 14 hours or even more. Why is that? One plausible reason for this is that your business is not automated. It solely depends on you, even for the minor tasks like replying to emails. That means you are working even when you think you are not, a clear indication that you are in a bad business. A bad business, for the sake of explanation, is the business in which you sell your hours and take money in return. It is no different than a job, except the fact that you have extra responsibilities for your business as well. One more characteristic of a bad business is its non-automation, i.e., it cannot until you are there. One parameter to know your business is if you can take a leave of 3 months from your business. If you take leave, and it still keeps running, only then we call it a good business. If it cannot run without you for 3 months, then know that either your business is not good or you are not doing it right. So, if your business cannot run in your absence, it's time to look for a solution. For this, there is no better solution than applying the Maestro model. What is Maestro model? Maestro is best described as a solution to automate a business. It automates the work that, in another case, requires multiple people and roles. For instance, if you have a process that uses a form or multiple forms to create and send emails, then Maestro can automate this process for you. As a rule of thumb, if the business can be flow-charted, it can be automated with Maestro. The method to automate your process starts with a visual workflow editor. With this editor, you can drag, drop, and connect workflow steps. It can be used by business owners to map out their business process, and then line it with a sequence of steps. Watch. Maestro overview video workflows. In Maestro, workflows generally include the movement of documents for editing and approval. Several conditions are applied to check a simple configuration without any coding. The process includes parallel approvals and serial grouping of tasks with dynamic routing for complex businesses. Workflows have a very flexible set of options to assign a task to users. After assignment, it allows the tasks to be delegated by the role which is predefined by the user. Often, the user to be assigned needs to be determined by a previous workflow step or a form value. Maestro has the option to use internal variables for assignments too. It also comes with an option to allow you to create a variable like department_supervisor. However, it depends on the user who submits the form or document. It is important to mention here that workflows, at times, can be very complex. They may include integration with external applications to retrieve and populate information on a form. For instance, if a business requires integration with a CRM application, the custom code for this can be written in a module and referenced as a Maestro batch function in the workflow. How to use workflows to automate tasks? A simple workflow leverages email to notify the user of a task assigned. It contains a link to the interactive task for the user to review, approve, or reject a form. For larger business use, the user can have the assigned tasks and use the Maestro Task Console to automate them. The Task Console provides users with the flexibility to review all assigned tasks. Moreover, the Maestro provides phenomenal views which allow site builders to customize the system as needed. It also provides integration and access to workflow process details. The workflow admin user can monitor the processing activity and, if needed, can reassign tasks or trace how workflow is executed. It is important to note here that there could be hundreds of active workflows being managed on the site concurrently. The Maestro workflow engine can even manage a virtually unlimited number of concurrent workflows for many different business processes. In a large deployment of Maestro, there can be workflow participants with 50 or more active tasks where some tasks may require several weeks to complete. Maestro provides extensive tracking of task start, assigned, and completed timestamps, as well as all the related documents associated with a workflow instance. This all can be seen in workflow details, but sometimes, a user just needs a quick visual which is given in the status bar for each active workflow. All these workflow stages and the associated workflow tasks are configured in the workflow template builder. Why automation is the key? Among the most successful business owners, Henry Ford's name still tops the list. Why? Because he learned the art of automation in the early stages of his business. Henry Ford's automobiles incorporated many different parts like suspension, wheels, body, engine, etc., and found that there was still a standard process to build the components and putting them together to create a fully functional product. Any task that is performed more than once, on a regular or irregular basis, can be defined in a tool and be automated. These tools can also simplify the operational management of the different technologies and solutions. Maestro workflows do exactly the same by automating your repetitive tasks. The bottom line, the need for automation is more now than ever before. Any business that is reluctant to move to automation will be wiped off. It is high time business leaders take decisions and move their businesses to automation. The aim should be to work on the business and not in the business as an employee. One who will understand and apply this Maestro business model early will reach the destination faster than those starting late. Notwithstanding the size of your business, if you want to scale it, automation is your key to go.